Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Delicate Flower. This file acknowledges your vulnerability, the parts of your mind that are both beautiful and fragile. And in many ways, people underestimate how important it is to take good care of and acknowledge those fragile, vulnerable parts. If we look at flowers out there, they are as varied as they come, being able to grow under almost any circumstance, and yet the petals of a flower are so fragile that with the tiniest touch, you could feel how thin they are. And yet, they reflect the light. They bend in the breeze and they flow in the sun. They make sure that we can live and that life flourishes all around us. No matter how delicate the flower, it has a place in the world. And your mind is like a flower. Beautiful, colorful. Textures that are both soft and smooth, delicate and fragile in places. It deserves to be treated with care, watered with kindness, and of course, fed with a light of inspiration. Can you imagine how beautiful your mind could be as a flower? The colors of the petals, the vivid, vibrant shades and hues, the beautiful soft curve and the shape that seems to reach out for the sky. Can you imagine how beautiful the garden of your thoughts, centered around that main flower of yourself? How each part of your imagination is another place in the garden, some in the sun, some in the shade, some more vibrant while others more subtle, and yet always some color to the creation. Can you imagine how your mind would dance in the gentle breeze? How it bends easily with the drops of rain that help feed you, water you? And then, of course, how your mind can bask in the light of the sun. How beautiful it looks in full bloom. And maybe like other flowers, sometimes you hide away a little if there's winter and you bloom again in spring. Maybe you are more of an autumn flower, enjoying all those different colors around you. Or maybe part of you does bloom in winter, with a crisp color dotting the otherwise light landscape. and another part of you blooming in the heat of summer, with wonderful vibrancy and flourish. Imagine how your mind is capable of all these different fantasies, how it can grow, be cared for, fostered, protected, how it gets a chance to sometimes bend with the wind, how at times the leaves can grow again and allow you to bloom even more beautiful than ever before, as you are a beautiful, delicate flower, the shades of your petals allowing the most vibrant fantasies to vividly color your dreams. How inspiration from outside and inside feeds your mind to be even more healthy and colorful. It is almost impossible to describe the complexities and textures of your senses and sensations. How would you feel as a flower growing in the center of your garden, having a special place, able to see the sun whenever you like, to dance in the rain whenever you're thirsty, and to rest in the night when you're all tired? And you know, some flowers hide away during the night. They fold up, protecting their beauty and color until morning returns. And when the first rays of the sun slowly tease open this beautiful, delicate flower, and allowing more light to return from within, you know, the light of inspiration and color and creation, the beautiful infinite complexities of your fantasies can be carried out again, where you become a sun as well, where your light shines on other delicate flowers and allows them to grow and fill the world once again. And remember that to take good care of yourself also requires patience. Growing takes time. And while the seed of inspiration is easily planted, the whole flower to view and discuss the delicate flower of your mind, to imagine the infinitely beautiful, colorful ways in which it will inspire others. Even just listening to this is no more than a bit of water, perhaps a seed or two, a few rays of light. every little bit fosters that growth. And I'm so looking forward to seeing the smile on your face when you realize that your vulnerability, your fragile emotions, are actually quite strong and immensely impressive to behold. Because no matter where you are, no matter what soil is around you, I know you're able to grow into that delicate flower. Now in a moment, I'm going to count up, and every count is like a new color, a new moment, a new shape, perhaps even a new scent. As if every count is a new flower, or the same, slightly different. I wonder how much you will notice. But the effect, the protection of your unconscious, the wonderful acknowledgement of what's there, can continue to grow as much as you like. There is strength in accepting the softer parts of yourself, to embrace them and care for them. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, 10, awake, and grow.